This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, welcome to the 29th episode of my podcast. I had to switch things around a little bit this week. So on Monday, when I record my normal episode, I didn't have any space available in my house to be able to do a proper recording. So I published my interview of Thursday on Monday, and today, Thursday, I am releasing my regular episode. Just to speed things up a little bit this week, this is what I'm going to talk about. Permanent and temporary tabs in Xcode. Connecting to Wi-Fi programmatically in iOS with Swift. Thread safety in Swift. How necessary are the programming fundamentals? Dynamic libraries and code replacements in Swift. File private versus private in Swift, the differences explained. Package.swift, getting started with the SPM manifest file. So let's dive in and get started. This is something that I see a lot of people miss in Xcode, and that's the permanent and temporary tabs feature. In his article, Leonardo explains what the permanent and temporary tabs feature is about in Xcode. It is something that is quite normal in pretty much any decent Cocoa app on a Mac, but it is something you need to be aware of. Have a look at Xcode and see that the tab titles can either be italic or regular font. The regular font ones are permanent and the italic ones are temporary. So if you open another file, then the temporary tab gets changed. Double click on the tab and the file becomes a permanent tab. More details in the article by Leonardo. For his app SwitchBuddy, Philip had to come up with a way to actually be able to change the Wi-Fi network of the current user's device. In his article, Philip explains with some network extension code and some other provisions how you can actually request the system to change the Wi-Fi network to a specific network that should be available when you try. It's a nice read and a short overview of a feature that is not used too much in iOS. Thread safety in Swift. Concurrency is the entry point for the most complicated and bizarre bugs a programmer will ever experience. Because we all, at the application level, have no real control over the threads and the hardware, there's no real way of creating unit tests that guarantee your system to behave correctly when used by multiple threads at the same time. In his article, Bruno likes to share some of his favorite methods of ensuring thread safety, as well as analyzing the performance of many different mechanisms. Bruno also wrote an article with the title How Necessary Are the Programming Fundamentals? It's a bit of a long-form writing that Bruno has created to actually reflect upon the fundamentals that underlie computer programming. And fundamentals, then I'm talking about more the computer science type of things, knowing how specific algorithms work, what specific data structures are like. In his article, Bruno reflects on these topics and tries to evaluate how important these things actually are, and actually also why specific companies are actually very intentful on querying and quizzing you on these specific topics in any job interview that they like you to take. So I think it's a very nice overview of some reasoning that might be behind companies querying you on these topics, but also it gives you some backstory on why investing some time to learn some fundamentals about the fundamentals can be very worthwhile for your regular programming work as well. Tibor is again back with a nice article on dynamic library packages. Tibor is again back with a nice article on dynamic libraries and code replacements in Swift. How to load a dynamic library and use native method swizzling in Swift. In his article, he explains all about the magic behind Swift UI previews. He already published an article about building static and dynamic libraries using the Swift compiler. So if you don't know what a dynamic library is, follow the link in this article and learn a bit more about that before starting on this article. It's a very in-depth technical article that explains a lot of the details that are involved with libraries and dynamic libraries in Swift. So if you want to know a bit more on how things work internally, this is definitely one of those articles that you want to read from start to finish. And to bring things back a bit more to practical day-to-day applications of Swift language features, here's an article by Antoine van der Lee. It's about file private versus private in Swift and the differences explained. File private and private are part of the access modifiers in Swift. These keywords, together with internal, public, and open, make it possible to restrict access to parts of your code from code of other source files and modules. The private access level is the lowest and most restrictive, whereas open access is the highest and least restrictive. In his blog post, Antoine will explain the difference between two very close friends on these access modifiers, namely file private and private. It's a very useful modifier to use, file private, but in his article, Antoine explains a bit what it does, what scope it provides, and when it's actually useful to use file private instead of private. And as a final article that I want to mention, Leo has an article on package.swift again, which is a very practical article that explains how you can get started with the SPM manifest file. It's a very useful and practical guide to get introduced a bit more into this topic. So if you don't know too much yet about the SPM package manager and SPM manifest file, definitely check out the article and the previous article that Leo has written on these topics. And these are the articles of the past 1.5 weeks I want to mention. Or maybe... The Matchable Protocol by Elegant Chaos. For the last few years, the default setting for all the Swift code that Elegant Chaos has written has been open sourced. As a result, Elegant Chaos has accumulated a vast number of GitHub repositories and Swift package manager packages. However, Elegant Chaos has been really bad at telling people that they exist. Elegant Chaos tries to fix that by talking about one small package that Elegant Chaos has recently created, being Matchable. The Matchable protocol defines a way to compare two object structures or values for equality. Unlike the Equatable protocol, Matchable works by throwing an error when it encounters a mismatch. You can view this as a sort of assertion of equality. The original motivation for the Matchable protocol has been unit testing, where it's often necessary to compare two instances of something and useful to be able to identify the exact point of divergence. Elegant Chaos still sees this as the primary use case for the protocol, but Elegant Chaos has split it out to a standalone package and it may be useful for other people. You can probably guess where you need to look. I mentioned the name already 8 times. Oh wait, that's 9. So elegantchaos.com. And that's 10. I'm not going to do the Donny's Monday morning tweet this time around because it's not Monday, but I will be back with that topic on my next episode that I plan to record come Monday. The good news is that of the home remodeling, all the work inside is now done and the end result is simply amazing. So I look forward to enjoying my house now again in a more normal fashion without all these builders walking in and around my house. I have some cool stuff planned for you all. I did recordings with Jordi, Philip, Dave, Dominic and Reinder. Stay subscribed to my feed and you will get it the moment that it becomes available. If you become a pod fan at pod.fan/appforce1, you can get early access and I will upload the raw recordings sometime tomorrow. And that's it, short and sweet. Talk to you again next time.
Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.